After issuing your homeless, your test tape is headed to Shalom. They continued December 22nd, 1975, continued to Tuesday.
להשמיע עוד הוא אין החיה ולחלוץ הכל אבל אב איקה לפי שקיצו so that we cannot say why the amrinam בקדושים made in the marze חלוצו say we don't even have the gears yes, apparently they said another gears we have the gears made in the marze קרושו say שאין קידש ולא יבוא שאין ריקה דרבין ימבייס עושתיה. So apparently Teisves had a girse made in the Marze Chlutzos Shein Kiddush from Yibohar or Shein Leike. There are being Basateo. So the question is, why does he have to mention Kiddusho? I will not have Kiddusho, Mishu Di Meis. Please Rabbi Yechon of Rishlokish. Im Skukal Yod Liyod Mliochit. Ila. We will not have Chozar Yibohar Leod. If a whole Polish Rabbi Yechon of Rishlokish. We will not have Chayev on Achlutz Kores. Because there is certainly a Nituk from Kores. ועדין דבר מוצא ומינקה וחוזר ובוא על היחוד נאחר אילו דיקוי ולא יבו אילו הווקסיב לא יבו הווהמינה דה אפילו הוא להחלוץ את הקורס והשתי עיסה לא יבנה לינת כה מקורס ללב אבל אחם ויצורי כדיקאי מקאי ולקוי לא יבנה עליי. So what does Teisa say? Now Teisa says, so that seems to be inconsistent with the sheet of the Rajbo. The sheet of the Rajbo is that the Zikah itself for one moment, the Nefilah itself, is Mafkir Yisrael Yisrael for good. And even after the Zikah is Poka, so the Yisrael Yisrael cannot be revived. So what Teisa says here, Eli Havish, so according to the Rajbo, even if the Torah didn't say Lo Yivne, I would know that there is no occurrence. But Teisa says here, Eli Havish, see Lo Yivne, have a minute. דאפילו הוא הלך ליצה מקורס והשתה עיסה למיפנה לנתקו מקורס ללב. So Teisa says that if not for the Zakosa will eat me, so then I would say that even he is chayev on the chlutz hakoros. Even he is chayev on the chlutz hakoros. והשתה עיסה למיפנה לנתקו מקורס ללב. אבל אחר מצורק כדי קיים מקיים. ולקוי לא יבנה עליי. So that means that Teisa is חלק על הרשבו. Either Teisa is חלק על הרשבו. Because at all, Omit Rajbo is the only Rishon who mentions that in the Sugya of Daphne Mahler, of Hutcho and Eschon, because of Hutcho, other Rishon don't mention it, so maybe Teisa is Chayev. Or it can be, as I mentioned, I think I mentioned last time, that Teisa might agree with the Rajbo, but the Rajbo mentions Eliyahu from Rabbi Yochanan, so it could be that the Rajbo says all this only on the Rabbi Yochanan. It's not only that the Raya is from Rabbi Yochanan, but the same thing is true according to Rajbo, according to Rish Lakish too. No. The Raya of the Rajbo is our Gemara, because the Gemara he says Rabbi Yechon mi kemidin mikore yiboy high cholitz yiboy high cholitz yiboy high cholitz yiboy high cholitz v'ashe kol v'koras. So the Rajbo explains it. What does it mean yiboy high cholitz? Because there is zikah for everyone. So Meila sees there was zikah for everyone for one moment. So it's machir the yisari shesach leon boy. So he infers it from Rabbi Yechon's losh. But, so maybe, the Rajbo be made it, that only Rabbi Yochanan says that. But Rish Lakish holds no. That when is there no chorus, when is there no Yisra Yishach, as long as there is Zikir, but the moment the Zikir is Poka, for whatever reason the Zikir is Poka, so then the Yisra Yishach and chorus is revived. So, now here, Teisves is explaining the Rish Lakish. So that's why Teisa says, you would call me a Yibne, you would have a Ksibu Yibne Hala Mine, that you who are Achmutz in Kores, we hash the Aisa Le Yibne, we not call me Kores Lab, Aval Achim Vitzore Kini Kaim Mekaim, Aval Achim Vitzore Kini Kaim Mekaim, Kori, Kaim Mekaim, we will call you Le Yibne Alay, Kori Le Yibne Alay, but it's possible, another Pshat, that the Rajbo holds. So that the Rajbo applies his lomdes not only al libid of the Pichanim, but al libid of Rish Lakish too. He applies it al libid of Rish Lakish too. Now, if he applies it al libid of Rish Lakish too, so the question is, why does Rabbi Yochanan say Elohim shlichuse d'achim kovet, Elohim shlichuse d'tzor kovet? So we said last time that Rabbi Yochanan is saying two things. First of all, he's saying, we can be, we call it boy high holy, it's boy high holy. So in other words, there was zike. If there was zike for one moment, there was nefile. Each woman, the tzore too, was nefales, and there was zike to each of one of the achim. So in the that was mafkia, the yisar yishisach, we got everybody. We got all the achim and we got all the tzores. So then, why does Rabbi Yechon say, so that he's saying, Lividcho. So, Lividi, Rabbi Yechon says, there is no kores, because the Nefile was mafkia the Yisrael Shesach, we got everybody, we got all the Torahs. But Lividcho, you say that the Nefile itself, the Zikir for one moment, was not mafkia the Yisrael kores of the Shesach, but you still have to be made it. That there is no kores. Why? Because just as you are made the ligabi, the chilitz, and the chalutze, that there is no kores. Why? Because there is a nituk. There is a nituk. So, mimele, ligabi the tzores and ligabi the achim, there is also a nituk. Because when he is chilitz, so it's a tribute to all the achim. He's like the shliach. He doesn't mean shliches, but I mean he's like the shliach. In other words, the chlitze is effective on behalf of all the achim. Just as nishliches, so the shliach's maise is effective for the mishalach. So here too, the din, the chlitze, is effective on behalf of all the achim. And it's effective not only ligabi the chalutze, but ligabi the tzores also. So the mele, so even if we say, so he's mentioning an additional reason as to why there shouldn't be chores. In other words, even if we assume that the Nefila itself is not Mafkiya the Yisrael Shesach, but just as you are made that there is a Nituk Ligabi the Chilitz and the Chalutze, that the same Nituk should apply Ligabi the Tzores and Gaboda. Alright, I mean, so this is what we said last time. But it's possible to give another pshat in the Rashi. That the Rashbos, when the Rashbos says, on the basis of a certain Mandomar in Yerushalmi, so it's possible to say, to assume that according to what Rashbos Chidesh, that the Nefila itself is Mafkiya, the Zike, for one moment, is Mafkiya, the Yisrael Shesach. So that is true even according to Rishlokish. But there is one Mandomar in Yerushalmi who says, Rishalmi Nao Gimor, so that he says, Omer Rabbi Yisi, Ma Ratzova, Hi Chalitze Yibie, Kim Shechol Atzlo, Nekhe Yimenu Zika Sames Limafreya. Limafreya Chol Leo Yisui Shalmei Sitzlach. So he says, so that according to the Pshat of the Primeshi and the Kormeido, it's not so simple, I mean the Pshat of the Yerushalmi, but according to the Pshat of the Kormeido and the Primeshi, the Pshat of the Yerushalmi is, that according to this Mandomar and this Mandomar, at least we can say, I mean, this is the time of Rish Lakish. And there are many who say that this is the swore of Rish Lakish. The reasons why, in other words, so we can say that in Ochname, both Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish agree with the Rashbos premise, that the Zike for one moment is Mafkiya v'Yisrael Shesach l'Olam Voed, but the Machleket between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish is on this question. Now, Rabbi Yechanan holds, Rish Lakish holds, that actually, when someone dies, let's say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, I mean many brothers, and there are many tzores. I mean, when he dies, so Rish Lakish holds that it's not that every woman in the bais, all the tzores, are skukeis to every one of the brothers. That is a tafnis asre. What does zike mean? Zike means that there is a marital attachment. If she is skuka to one, so that excludes zike to another. I mean, how could she be? I mean, zike means that in a certain sense she is married to him. I mean, in a certain sense. According to Rav Shimon, who says yes, zike, so zike is kiknuso. Zike is kiknuso. So how could we say that, let's say, there are 10 brothers and Reuven died and there are 10 other brothers, so Rochel is kuko to all the brothers? So Rish Lakish holds no. That when one dies, when Reuven dies, and he had many wives, and he has many brothers, so there is only one woman that is equal to one of the brothers. Which one? So that is to be determined by the one who ultimately becheres. So then, when Shimon is chelit, so it's determined retroactively that when Reuben died, she became skuka to Shimon. Why to Shimon? Because Shimon turned out to be the chelit. Suppose Levi is a chelit, so then it will be determined retroactively that Rochel was skuka to Levi. So that's the Roshan of the Yerushalmi. That's the Roshan of the Yerushalmi. Kim shechol atzlo nekro imenu zikas ames limafreya. So limafreya chol is oleo yisuri shalmes it's lach. And this is how the Kolmeido and the Meisha explain that. There could be another pshat in the Yerushalmi, but this is how the Kolmeido and the Meisha explain this Yerushalmi. So in other words, and let's say if woman dies and he has four wives, Rochel, Leah, the not sisters, Rochel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah, the not sisters. So then, according to Rish Lakish, only one of his wives is cooked to one of the brothers. Which one of the wives and which one of the brothers, we don't know. That is to be determined. How is it determined? By which brother will be the chelitz and which wife will be the chalutz. So if, let's say, Shimon is the chelitz and, let's say, Rochel is the chalutz, so then it's determined retroactively that when Reuben died, only Rochel became skuko and only to Levi. And Leah, Zilpah, Bilhah, whatever school case. So this is what Rav Shimon, this is what Rish Lakish says. This is what Rish Lakish says. So in Leah, Rish Lakish can also agree, because according to the first pshat, so in Leah, Rish Lakish could, the Rashbo would have to say that Rish Lakish must hold. We don't say Chozor LaTeirovish. It's only because of Rabbi Yechanan, because the Mandoma who says Hutcho v'nescho v'chozor v'hutcho agrees with Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So that's why he says Chozor LaTeirovish. But according to Rish Lakish, we cannot say it. But according to this pshat, so Rish Lakish could also agree with the Mandoma that Hutcho v'nescho v'chozor v'hutcho is Chozor LaTeirovish. Is Chozor LaTeirovish. Let's say Reuben and Shimon two brothers. Reuben and Shimon's brothers, and Reuben was married to Rochel, then Reuben died. So she was muteres to Shimon. Then Shimon, after Reuben died, Shimon decided to marry Leah, the sister of Rochel. So it's Nesro. And then Leah died. So it's Chozor v'hutcho. So it's Chozor v'hutcho, Chizeres v'hutcho Rishon. So we can say, according to the previous pshat, we have to say that according to Rish Lakish wouldn't say Chozor v'hutcho Rishon. But according to this pshat, Rish Lakish could also say Chozor LaTeirovishin. Why? Because the moment when Reuben died, so Rochel was kukos, there was zike. So since there was zike, so the name of the Yisrael Shesach was Pakalel on board. The Yisrael Shesach was Pakalel on board. And then when Shimon married Leah, so Rochel became Asur on him because of Achiz Isho, but not Yisrael Shesach, because the Yisrael Shesach was already Pakalel on board. So then when Leah died, so there is no marking from this of Achiz Isho, so Chozor LaTeirovish, and even Rish Lakish can agree with that. So then you ask, if Rish Lakish also agrees with the concept, because the Nefilah is Maki and Yisrael Shesach Olam Boed, so why does he say here, Achilles Leventei, Vichozach, Because of the kitcho, so he says that on the tzore is chayev kores. The answer is Rish Lakish holds that when Reuben died and the many wives, so then and many brothers, so only one of the wives is kukot to only one of the brothers. Which one? We don't know, but that will be determined retroactively who the chlutzah is and who the chelitz is. So then, if Rochel happens to be the chalutz and Shimon happens to be the chelitz, so then it's determined retroactively that she was only skuko to, that only Rochel was skuko. And Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah was never skuko to any one of the brothers. And even Rochel was only skuko to Levi, to Shimon. She was never skuko to Levi, to Yehuda, to Yisocha, to Zvu. She was not skuko. So in Mele, it's not shayach to say that the Yisrael Shesach should be poka because of the zike. It's determined retroactively there was never any zike. So if that is the pshat, so then we say Rabbi Yechanan, So why does Rabbi Yochanan have to add El Yiyu Shlechus Adachim Kovet? So in other words, so in the previous pshat we said that he's saying Lidicho. So he says, no, according to this pshat, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying to the Shlokis, but what do you say? That the Zike cannot be mafkia, the Nefile cannot be mafkia. The Yisrael Shesach, Gabiol the Achim, Gabiol the Tzores, because in his matter, slavery was chilitz to Rochel, so he determined retroactively that there was no Zike between any one of the other brothers and any one of the other wives. So he says, no, it's not like that. He says, Elohim Yishlechus et Achim Gabi. The Zike is a Zike for everybody. It's not that when Reuben dies and he has four wives and he has 10 brothers, so there is only a zikah between one of the wives and one of the brothers to be determined retroactively who the chilitz and who the chalutz is. No, when Reuben dies and he has four wives and 10 brothers, so each one of the four wives is kuko to each one of the 10 brothers. So mimele the chilitz is mafkia, the zikah between each one of the brothers and each one of the wives. So ishlechus et achim gavde. So that doesn't mean that it's a glory from Afreya. There was no zike between any one of the other brothers and any one of the other wives. There was zike. If there was zike, so zike is mafkia. The Yisrael Shesach, we don't know it. Mafkia, the Yisrael Shesach, we don't know it. All right, I mean, I think this is better, because according to the other pshat, we'll have to say that Rish Lakish cannot agree with the Mandoma of Hutchov and Eschov, because of Hutchov. According to that chat, even the Shlokish can agree with them. But here it's a different town, because as the Yerushalmi, as Rabbi Yisi at the Amire, says the Yerushalmi, Kibu Shechol Atzlo, Nekho Imenu Zikis HaMes L'mafriya, L'mafriya Cholu Yisuri Shomei Zizlach.
December 25th, 1975, Thursday. Even the chosmilitz is higher than the halukikoros. The hash the ice eloyivne will not go mikoros alach. Avol achem mitzore kedikai mikaima. The mikoy eloyivne alach. Now, we mentioned the shita sarajbo. So the shita sarajbo is that the nefila is mafkia, the yisar is yisach pogur. And even when the zike is poka, so there is no yisar is yisach. For example, in the case of Hutchov and Eschov, the Chosov and Hutchov. Now, and the Rashba mentions the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan. So we said that the Rashba can be explained in two ways. Either that the Rashba says that only Alim the Rabbi Yochanan, but Rish Lakish, the Rashba will be made it. The according to Rish Lakish, the Nefila is not Mafkia. The Yisrael Shesach, and according to Rish Lakish, so the Yisrael Shesach is only suspended as long as there is Zike, the moment the Zike is Poka, so then the Yisar Yishesach is revived. And the Inoch Namah, the Shlokish couldn't say, Hutro Vinescho Vichosro Vuhutro Chizro Terish. That's one way of explaining the Rashba. And then, another way of explaining the Rashba is, in accordance with what the Yerushalmi says, according to many Pshotim, that Chlitze, it determines retroactively. Let's say, if one brother is chilitz to one of the noshim, so it is determined retroactively that the zike all the time was between that brother, between the chilitz and the chalutz. And that there was never any zike between any one of the other brothers and any one of the other wives. So mele, so you could say that the Rashba's halacha, that nifile is mafkia disazite, the Yisrael Shesach for good is true according to everybody. Bein Ali B'de Rabbi Yechanan, Bein Ali B'de Rishlokish. Still, Rishlokish says that the Achilitz, Leivente, so any one of the Achim
and even he, in respect to the Tzores, so there is a Nisakores. Why? Because if, let's say, Shimon was Chilis to Rochel, so then it is determined like retroactively that the Zika existed only between Shimon and Rochel, and not between Levi and Rochel, and not between Shimon and the Tzore. So in Mele, there was no Nefile. So he determined retroactively that there is no Nefile. As a matter of fact, the Yerushalmi, the same Mandoma, who says in the Yerushalmi that Chalitze determines retroactively in Mafreya that the Zike will exist only between the Chalitze and the Chalitze, and not between any other brother and any other of the Tzores. So he says, now we have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether Gdushin is Tefes in Yivom HaMishuk, or Gdushin is not Tefes in Yivom HaMishuk. So the Yerushalmi says that Gdushin is not Tefes, that same Andona says that Gdushin is not Tefes in Yivom HaMishuk. But if, let's say, suppose Reuben died, and he has and he has many brothers, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, a number of brothers, and he has Tzores, and he has many wives, and then, let's say, he has a wife Rochel and his wife Leah, I mean they're not two sisters. So then someone was Mekadesh Leah. And then, after someone was Mekadesh Leah, so Shimon was Chilit to Rochel. So the Yerushalmi says that it's a Gloria Milfer Mafreya, the Dushin is Tefes. Even though the Yerushalmi goes according to Mandoma, the Dushin is not Tefes in Yivom HaMishuk, but in this case, if Shimon was Chilit to Rochel, Shimon was the Chilitz to Rochel, so then it's determined retroactively that who was Skuko? Rochel was Skuko. And Leo was not Skuko. And who was Mekadesh? The stranger was Mekadesh, whom was he Mekadesh? He was Mekadesh Leo. So is that his Skuko? The reason as to why by Yivom HaMishuk is not taking Kedushin because of the Zike. Because of the Zike. Now, that goes without saying, I mean, it will be Nigeya later on, you see, but I want to mention it, you see, that goes without saying that even according to this Yerushalmi, I mean, if we explain it the way that Meshe and the Kormeda explain it, I mean, there is another pshat in Yerushalmi too, but if we explain it the way the Kormeda and the Meshe explain the Yerushalmi, so even though the Yerushalmi says that when Reuben died, And then he left two wives, Rochel and Leah, and then someone was Mekadesh Leah, and then Shimon was Chilitz to Rochel. So it's a glory of Yisrael Mafreya that the Gdushin in the Nochi, a stranger, made in Leah a good Gdushin because she was not Skuko, but it goes without saying that even according to this Yerushalmi, that even though later on, Shimon was Chilitz to Rochel, but that doesn't mean that the one who was Mekadesh and who married Leo was not even an Aveira. Yerushalmi will agree that the one who married Leo so was Aveira. Was Aveira the love of Nisiyah Shesames Achutzo Lizoh? But only that the Gdushin, the Yerushalmi only says that the Gdushin is Tefes Lemafreya, but not that he was not even an Avera Lemafreya. Why? Because that goes without saying that when one dies and he has two wives, so the Yisrael of Yivom HaMishuk applies to each one of the women, not only to one woman. Which woman? The woman who ultimately will be Misyabim or will be Chiletzes, but all the women. So we only say Igloy Milchel Mafreya in regard to the Tvises Mishnah, because in view of the fact that the Chalitza determines retroactively, it's between whom the Zika existed. So the Mele is determined retroactively that in view of the fact that Rochel received the Chalitze, that Rochel was the Skukon, not Leah. But the Yisra of Yevam Lishuk, we don't say that the Yisra of Yevam Lishuk retroactively applied only to Rochel and not Leah. That we don't say. It's Mashmal and Yerushalmi in this. We don't say Goyim is Mafreyan, no Avela was done. Why? Because the Yisra of Yevam Lishuk applies to all the Yevames, in as much as any one of the Yevames can be Misyabemes. So in Mele there is a Nisea. There is a Nisar of Yevam Lishuk, of Yevam Lishuk. But it determined retroactively in regard to the Zikin, to whom she was Kukum. So Mele the Gdushin is Tefes L'Mafreya. Why so then? So Mele from that, there'll be a Raya to the Pnei Yeshua. There is a Machlekes between the Pnei Yeshua in Gdushin and the Avnei Meluy. Now, of course, one cannot, if one is Mekadosh and Nishishis, so Gdushin is not Tefes. If one is Mekadosh and Nishishis, Gdushin is not Tefes. Why is Gdushin not Tefes? Because she's an elbow. I mean, just Gdushin is not Tefes, Bachisei, Bachisovi, Bachisimei, Ishesochi, Acheshistei, Misakores, and Nishishis, and Misakores, Kores, and Misesbezin. So Gdushin is not Tefes. But suppose she's the kind of an Ishishish in whom there is no Misakores. Just a lot. Let's say, Chetzi Yoshifro v'Chetzi Yobaschere. Chetzi Yoshifro v'Chetzi Yobaschere. So if one is Mikadesh, and if somebody was Boleo, so there is no Mise, and there is no Kores. There is no... Look, what is there? There is a Kom. That's the Shifro Harufo. Hamureses Levedivri. It doesn't make any difference whether Hamureses Levedivri or Mureses to an ordinary Jew. Why do we mention Mureses Levedivri? Because Evedivri, so it can be done the heter. Because an Evedivri is Muta Bishifra Kleins. Someone who is not an Evedivri, so it's also, I mean, if she's Chetzer Shifra, Chetzer Vascheri, so Mitzad Chetzer Shifra, so a Jew is not allowed to marry her. But Evedivri, there is no problem. But Gdushin is Tefes, if someone is Mikavish, a Chetzer Shifra, Chetzer Vascheri, so Gdushin is Tefes, but there is no Mise, there is Korm. And she gets Malkes, he's Chayv Korban, and she gets Malkes, Bekeir Estiyalo, L'chufsho L'nitalo. So there is no Issachores. So the Avim Luim says, Mimele, if someone was Mikadish, Echet Yoshifro v'chet Yobas Chayrin, Ruben was Mikadish, Echet Yoshifro v'chet Yobas Chayrin, then Shimen was also Mikadish, so she's Mekadeshes to Shimon too. Because the only reason as to why the Nishishish Gdushin is not Tefes is because she's an Elvo. Why is she an Elvo? Because of this Kores, Mrs. Bezin. But Chet Yishim HaKes V'Achirin, there is no Kores, there is no Mrs. Bezin. So it's like Chayov Lav. There is the love of Lysino, or Lelishis HaMischo, Lysitin Shchof Techobo. That love there applies, but it's like Chayov Lav. So Gdushin is Tefes. That the Yeshua is Tefes. And the Yeshua says a very good story. He says, in regard to Ishishish, we don't have to resort to this realm. Because of the key initiates that the Baal has, that in itself precludes Tvisa's Dushin by some other man. How can another man be Mikadeish and Nisho, that she is Knuyo to the husband? So in the case that Rabbi mentions, Im Timzaleima, the taste is cited at Gimore. In other words, that once is Mikadish and Misho, Chutz Mitlaimi. So then if we assume that the Gdushin is Chav, so then Chutz Mitlaimi, so then that plainly can be Mikadish. Because if Shio is possible, so that means that vis-a-vis the plainly she's not Mikadish. So she's not the wife of the one who was Mikadish. Masheimke, Chetzi Shivo, Chetzi Baschirim, she's Mikadish. Vis-a-vis everybody, so she's Mekadeshes. So in the Mele, if somebody will be Mekadesher, Dushin is not Tefes, we don't have to resort to an Israel. We don't have to resort to an Israel. So the Raya, there is a Raya in the Pesach Yeshua, slumbers from this Yerushalmi. Because this Yerushalmi assumes, like the Mandoma, that the Dushin is not Tefes, now the Rambam passes, like Shmuel, that is Sophic Mekadeshes. It's a Sophic. Shmuel says it's a Sofik, but the Dushin is famous enough. Now, so that Yerushalmi goes according to Mandoma, the Dushin is not a face, Nilom Leshuk. Still, if Shimon was Chilit to Rochel, and before that, someone was Enochi, a stranger. So was Mikadish. Was Mikadish Leo, so it is glory, it's Mafriya, the Dushin is famous. Why? Because according to this Yerushalmi, so Chalitze determines retroactively that the Zika existed between Shimon and Rochel, not between Shimon and between Shimon and Leo. So maybe Dushin is famous. But a lot of Yivom Leishuk was Eivir. So Monevsheh, why is it, how is it that we distinguish between the love and the and Dushin Seifes? The answer is, now we don't pass for like Rabbi Akiva. So how is it that even though we don't pass, no Amira passes like Rabbi Akiva, still there is a machlekes as to whether Dushin Seifes be Yivom Leishuk? What is Yivom Leishuk? There is no Kores. There is only Chayov Elavim. Only Chayolavim, and Chayolavim, we pass him. So Dushin says, the answer is, the reason as to why Woman Domar, and the reason as to why Shmuel says, Yitzofi came into the ashes, is not because of the Yisrael of Yivom Lishuk. As far as the Maisa Beire of Yivom Lishuk is concerned, so it's like Mamzer, it's like all Chayolavim. No difference whatsoever. So Dushin should be Tefes. But, by Yishishish, so as the Yeshua says, so for two reasons Dushin is not taken by Yishish. Number one, because of this Arabo, and number two, even when she's not an Arabo, like Chetzi Yishif or Chetzi Bascheri, Hamreses Levi Dibri, so Dushin cannot be taken in her. Why? Because of the King of Yishis. Some in Mele, what Mandoma says, and Shmuel said it's a Sofik, maybe the King of Zikes is also Iktas King of Yishis Zike. So maybe the King of Zike that the Yom has in the Yivome, that's like the key and Ishes that the Baal has Bishte. And just as the key and Ishes that the Baal has Bishte precludes the Fisastushin, so maybe the key and Zike that the Yom has in the Yivome also precludes Fisastushin. So Mimele, according to this Yerushalme, that the Chalitza determines retroactively between whom there was a king and Zike. So if Shimon was Chilis to Rochel, so it is determined that retroactively the king and Zike was in Shimon. Shimon had in Rochel, not in Leah. So Mimele, so true, the love of Yivom Leishuk applied to Leah also. But as far as the Israel is concerned, so it's like Shok Hayom Elam. It's like Shok Hayom Elam. And then something else we have to say. I mean, and there are many rayas to it. That even if we say that Dushin is not Tefes in Yivom Leishuk, but the child will not be a mamza. Because true we say that one depends upon the other, that the child is a mamza if he is from a bia in which Dushin is not Tefes, a vlad of Chayov Itchises. The answer is, this is only the criterion if the reason as to why Dushin is not Eves is because of an Israel. So there we say, the same Israel that brings about it, he says Dushin, so also brings about Mamzeres in the Vlad. Mashein came where the it, he says Dushin is due to the key and Ishes that the Baal has, not to the Israel, Maisavira, to the Israel. So the kinyanishes of the Baal can prevent this addition, but the kinyanishes of the Baal does not bring about mamzeres in the Vlad. Alright, anyway, so we explain the Rashbo in two ways. So certainly, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rashbo holds that Nifilo is mafkiya di Yisrael shesach leivam leivam vod. And that's why Hutro v'nesro v'chosro v'hutro, there is no Yisrael shesach. The question is, does the Rashba apply the same concept Ligabi Rishlokish? So we said it in two ways. Maybe according to the Rashba, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokish. And maybe even Rishlokish agrees that the Nefila is Matia Yisrael Shesach Ligamber for good. And Rishlokish can also agree with Mandomar of Hutro v'nesro v'chosro v'hutro. But The reason is why the Shlokish here says that the Achim Achayev and the Chutz HaKores, because the Shlokish agrees with that Yerushalm, with that Mandoma Rav Yase in Yerushalm, that says that the Chalitza determines retroactively that the Zike existed between the Chilitza and the Chalitza, and not between any other brother and the Tzor. Alright, so Mimele here, there was no Nefilah. Since it's determined retroactively that the Chalutze was not Nifeles before the other virus, only before Shimon, not before Levi and Yehuda. So that's why, so it didn't take Mafia in this Rishasach, but in any other case, even if the Zike is Kota, but if there was Nifeles, so then there is no Yisra of Rishasach. Now, that's so it's two possible pshatim in the Rashi. So in other words, the two alternatives in the Rashi is one is that the Rashi applies his concept only to Rabbi Yochanan, not to Mishlokish, and the other is that the Rashi's concept applies to Mishlokish as well. Now, Teisa says, "You will be called to Yivne. You will have exceeded to Yivne. Have you minded that people who are Achutz because the Rashi the Achutz to Yivne will not come because of love." So Teisa says in so many words, Teisa discusses it in connection with the Shlokish. So Teisa here says in so many words that if there hadn't been exodus, so then I would say that even the Chilitz is Chayiv Kores on the Chalutz. If there hadn't been a special Gazakosu. So certainly, Teisves does not apply this concept of the Rashba that Nifile is Mafia the Yisar Ishesach. The Yisar Ishesach for good. He certainly does not agree. Mishal Apoches in respect to Mishlokish. Because if we say that even according to Mishlokish, the Nefila is Mafia the Yisar Ishesach, Lidamre, how can we say that without the Posik of the Yivne, so the Chilitz is the Chayev, for the Chalutz also Kores. But there was certainly Nefila, even according to Yerushalayim, that is the difference retroactively, the Zika existed between the Chilitz and the Chalutz. But Teisa says that without the Posik, the Chilitz himself would be Chayev Kores and the Chalutz. But there was Zike, certainly. There was certainly Zike between Chilitz and Chalutze. And still, the answer is, no, Zike only suspends the Yisakores, the Yisar Ishesach. Temporarily, it's wrong for the duration of the Zike. For the moment the Zike is Poka, so then the Yisakores, the Yisar Ishesach, is revived. And remember, when it's Chilitz, so the Zike is Poka. Zike is Poka. So it's a Raya. So in other words, so it's a raya for Teisves in respect to the Shlokish does not accept this concept that Zike is Mafkiz in Yisar Ishesach Lidam. But it still could be that Teisves agrees with the oneness of the Hasbo in respect to the Yechanan, and maybe Teisves would say that on that point is the machlekes between the Yechanan and the Shlokish. That's the thing. Alright. The Bachelitz, Mashu, the Vaisa Chodel Yivne, El Mitzvah, the Lilachle, Lichode, the Lachle, the Chode, the Yav, the Chode. So, in the words of Bachelitz, it appears that the Potsik of Yivne advises us that a Yovn, let's say, if they have to be Vomes, so the Yovn can be Bachelitz to one, and be Yav, the other. The host of the Hamas is the Nishoy or Nosik is not true. So you want to cash on Yavu. Why can't you be Yavu? Oh, my God. By Secho, by Sochi, by Secho the Bain, we finish the party. He cannot be Mishus, but to you want. The Lech was the Kamas. But maybe to you want is let him give Chuy. To the Bow? Of the Bow, those Chuy, by Secho the Chuy. ואין לכם יצפות, וילך לצלפות אליהם, ולחודם. למה חודם? המקור אשר יהיו. So we learn from this passage of the Yukne that he cannot be chilis lechod or yabim lechod. When yabim lechod, they will ask lechod. Or before you will ask it. Holy mechod is yab. Or she knew a yib me yib. So the more story is that from the passage of the Yukne, we learn out that he cannot be chilis lechod and yabim lechod. So in other words, the passage of the Yukne is not a perfect, it's not a movement. So the Mele, so since it's not mitzvah, so how can we learn how to do it? You see, mitzvah says, so because of the need of the yidne, so then can the yidne imply the need to record as we have if it's mitzvah. In other words, the Torah didn't have to tell us that. So maybe the Torah says that. To advise us this that there is a need for protection, but it's not moved, it's not a problem. So then we cannot deduce from this question that there is a need for protection. Maybe there is a need for protection. And the Meila is great, it's high cost, I would say. But the Torah, when it says, wants to tell us that he cannot be him for protection. That's it. Anyway, so we see that this is interesting in the text of you from Dalet Hadom Abes. The same thing. But Mutter can only Mutter in Torah's love can only be deduced if it's Mut, if it's a part. So I'm a male of the Torah is Mutter. So this is a Mutter. Mutter is walking with us. So there are some akwash of the Yidne from that we learn how that the Torah be chilis lechod and the Yav. So that means that the Yidne is a process. If it's a process, the process of this particular Yidne, the Torah is going to need to from the Yav. The Yav is from the Yav. The Telemen is a chilis lechod and the Yav. A chobis lechod and the Yav. The Yav is from the Yav. And the Yav that we have to do the male and our leave. So the male, is the male, we can have a new book of physical. But now, the thesis mentions the other thing. The test of what is our. But once that there is our Shemuel, so the Halacha of Shemuel is in particular very important. Well, the Halacha applies to the verse of Shemuel, just as the Halacha applies. Don't take the Tasha, he says, where did this Halacha tell us? The Gemara mentions. So, just because we learn out that the conference does not necessarily follow. I mean, this is a simple logic. I mean, this is one says. That mortal, so the converse does not necessarily follow that mortal can do. So just because we have a proposal, the functional evening does not necessarily follow the functional evening. Then it is a strange. But, can we see the function? I mean, so of course, we didn't say it, so. Say like the thesis here. But apparently we see the thesis it's not just a thesis of coaching you. In other words, the team must be still one in the other. So maybe because is the function of the relay. The root itself is dead upon a certain kind of system. So no doubt if it's halimah, was a certain kind of meaning that the mirror system is that the will have the answer to the not so you see that even if it is in the Bible, there is still in a certain sense a zikasin. For I had to say that there is no Mitzvah. It's definitely no Mitzvah. And according to the Rambam, so even if it is not in the Bible, so we see that that's also the secret of the Rambam. Rambam begins to question how it can be. Says, While she was still in the father's home. So, the father, he wanted to. So now the father said that the moon developed a condition. And the Baal says,
No, it says the woman before the bush is a man of stoics. So off, so what, so what? So the father has to bring the arrow to the woman that she didn't have the mummy in the bush, but she brought up the mummy to the bush. And as long as the father was not defending, who testified that she did not have the meaning before the Kedushin, so he can correct the Ksuv. Nichli so is his father. And then, when she was already in the Kedushin, it was found out that she had the meaning. And again, the question is, when did she have the meaning? Before the Kedushin or after the Kedushin? So it didn't have about all of them. So it's a kasha of Mishal is a monitor. So here in the Mishal we say to Mishal Chavir all of them. That's all of them. He's the man. And in the same way, so if you apply the principle, I made Mishal Chavir all of them. So why should we say that about all of them the contrary, he's the music. So the Isha should be obligated, should have the burden of bringing up the production of the Isha. The Gemara says, what's the moderation of Yeshua? We say for Abnami. So that's the Machlekes in the Mishnah, so there is, let's say, he found out that she was a book, that she was an answer. And she says, we should have done in the Nazi, the Nazi. So I work and now in the way gets its silver of mail. And it's so that it's so very beside. So now if it is found out that she was one. But the question is, what she wants? If the person, some nation she was helpful to Messiah, or she was menace before us, so she was a bull at the time of the Jewish. Some nation she was entitled to marry. So if the Bible says, that is tichnenas, and she says, Loi elo chasher is tichnenas, nenaspi, so there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua says that we go basar. That's a cheskes money. So I made him have a money all over Ryan. So maybe in this case, she can only collect mayor, not Musayin, because she is the Mitzi and the Baal is the Bulze. And Gamliel says, we don't put a cheskes aguf. Now, she was born in Tzulet. So the question now, she is a good. The question is, was she in an Esther? Came the Meiresen at an earlier time, or the Acha Meiresen at a later time. So we know Achas Kesagum that the Acha Shenisalso Nenso. So Meile the Ishe can collect Mosai, can collect Mosai. So the Gemara says, Umosi Meile the Reisha Rabbi Yosef. The Reisha that says, Hoyu Bomumim Veda Bisavio. So of souls were the riot. So in other words, because we go for Sacheska Smanoi, Kazmoy, so it's not from Yeshua, we say from Gamliel. The same that says, Nichtifer is in Zabal, Habal Tzorich lo Verai. Habal Tzorich lo Verai, so in other words, the Baal doesn't produce any. So then she can, and she's the Enes, that Lachas or Stani, she is standing in the nasty. So then she can collect Mosai. She can collect Mosai. Why? Because we go Bosakas Hagu. So here too, she has a Cheskes Hagu without Mum. I mean every woman that is born has a Cheskes Hagu without Mum. So Mimele, so it's about Sotlava. These are the mercy. So, v'loy poich, v'loy yo l'divre gamliel nemenes, v'labalo v'raye, v'tzorich l'mista treibot. So how is it Gemara here has this kind of kashe, and over there the Gemara doesn't have this kashe. All right. Man achin achin an Lodin. Immer hid in Lodin kol zol vatug yosoyes in this Gemara. There is one girl say Yehudim. Now, all girl say is man achim achim a Yehudim. But what does Yehudim mean, according to the girls of Yehudim? Those who are born in the future, who are not as yet born at the time of when the Reuben died. So, exceedingly holy. But then there is a case where the girls say, Nirodi, not Yehudi. But, according to Tetzve, so Nirodi means those who are exceedingly holy. According to our girls say, Yehudi means those who are exceedingly holy. Aim a read Nirodi call is Nasimuri Voli, Bosna Shask, I'm going to figure out the Nirodi. Remember Nirodi Maasidi Mashma, who said to come and get it. The Kamar on Ato, who involved Nirodi, the Roshavi Bishas, Matmoy, say Nachnama, where they all serve to Gilses, where they all serve to Gilses, Yehudi. So it's this is a machlekes individual. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say anything on that. All right. Kavash is some of the Krishloki Shumtaras on Krabshim. Achil is reinvented. We hold our Vikicho, Tzricho Achlitza Manach. Man Achin, Achim Ayyuri. Jimmu Krabshim. Tzricho Achlitza Manach. So Tisha says, so what happened here? That let's say Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, and then Reuben died. And so Shimon was chilis l'rochel, l'vente. And then he was mikadish rochel. And then he died, Shimon. So then she requires chlitzi. From Levi. Who is Levi? Achim Ayyudi. So Levi was born later. In other words, when later? After Chlitze or after Dushin, well, that's the Machlekes Hashem. According to Hashem Teitzves, after Dushin. So Tzrich Chlitze Men Achim, it's from Levi. So Tzrich Chlitze Men Achim, the question is, why not Miss Yavetz? Dushin was Teitzves. So you should say, Chlitze So Miss Yavetz. Why can't he have any feeling? So this says, "Misiabemes eino miachar de asir alibayim," because Shimon gave chalitze to Rochel. Now Shimon, there is no chorus between the chalitze and the chalitze. Even according to Rosh Lakish, there is no chorus because there is lechor poches in nituk from chorus to lap. To love, so there is no chorus. So the mele, but a love there is. What kind of a love? Of Shalivne. Kim Shalibono, Shulivne. So he's not allowed to marry his own chalutze. So the mele, Libailo to Shimon, she was Asuro. She was Chayovelavim. Kim Shalibono, Shulivne. So the mele, just as she's Asuro to Shimon, so she's Asuro to Levi. That is Nelav in the future also. Because of the Kalachemia, the Hashti B'muta lo Asuro b'yos alo l'kosh. Who mentions that Kalachemia? Tesis does not make his own Yalfuses. But this is mentioned by the Gemara in regard to discussed it, in regard to suffix say. In regard to say. So by Seita Sofik means that there are no Eidim that she was Mizan. But the Baal was Mikaneya Bifnei Eidim, Altista Mishplaini, and then she was Mistero. So we don't know whether she's Tmei or not. So the Alochi is Shidasu. And those are Kosuf Sofik Yubada. It's a Misa B'Teresvat. Until it is Mizbarer through the Maim Amorim. So she's Asur of Bivad. V'nitmir. So the Mishnah says, suppose the Baal was Mikami Ishte, and then she was Nister, and she was Nister, and then the Baal died without children, and she was Mifeled before the Yom. So she is Chiletzes, Veloi Misiabeme. The first Mishnah says, so the Lord has the Kasha Maiti Siyam Nami Yivume. Why shouldn't Shimon, the brother,
of Ruben Bimiaben, Rochel, Aishes Ruben, who was a Seita Sofik. So Rabbi says, so Abaye says, this is special to Sakosu, the Yotzim Basin of Chobos and Ishach. Rabbi says, that Rabbi Medale, Kalachemer, yes, Rabbi Mutalo, the Yotzalo, the coach, because if Rochel became Asuro and Ruben, to whom she was always puteres, she was his wife. But as a result of the king's stire, she became asuranim, puteres vadai. So to Shimon, who heretofore was asuranim because of the Yisra of Ishesach, so certainly that she should not become a teres. She should not become a teres. Right. So that's the halacha. In Netzcholo b'mutalo, b'yosolo l'kosh. So Tesis applies the same halacha here too. So the reason is why Reuben and Shimon two brothers, and then Shimon was chilitz, and then he was mikadesh, and there was a brother that was nailed after the Gdush Levi. Shimon died. So the Bryce says that Levi is chilitz to Rochel. But he's not Miyabim. Why isn't he Miyabim? Because she was Asura b'Yisalav. Which love? The Nituk from Kores Olav of the evening. So she was Asura and Shime. She was Asura and Shime. The Chilit. So Mimele and Levi, Loi Kolch. The same Allah. The Keren Eiro Eszia Ekash. He considered it a very strong Kash in Keren. In other words, he's not, he doesn't argue with Teisves that the Kalachema of Imneschalo, the Hashtag Mutalo Asuro, Bosalo Kosho. Of course, that Kalachema applies. So, Chlitim Nachi, Misyabem Esenu Mikalachema. The hashtag mutal asiro. We also the kolshim. The linear the kalitz chichim la kalachim. Without the kalachim, the belavo chasol li siyavi. The time the rabshim and the matia. Be achin ayuludi. Achar ayiv. Hu mishum dikvo poka. Isar ishesach. Shalom hishem. Vay neiche di beteire yiv mashem. Mashem kin hoche. Tal hashem ni gam kin ishak tzal zikas al hishem. Lios chol avlam. U memele. Chol hayisure gam. Alachin ayludim kimbli pokashim ishesochim polishim lei umikomukim natiz alkam tipshutim. Of course, he doesn't tell you that the kalachimer applies, but the kashi is why does the taste have to resort to this? Here it's a double poshut that she's asur, because without the kalachimer, the same nisar that applies to Shimon, what kind of nisar is it? There is a nituk from kores to la. So there is no kores. But there is a Nisar of Ishesach without Kores. So Mimele, the same Nisar of Ishesach that applies to Shimon should apply to Levi. Should apply to Levi. So that Kashe of the Karaneiro is based upon the premise that when we say, now I discussed it last time, when we say there is a Nituk from Kores to Lav, so what kind of a Nisar is it? Is it a new Nisar? And the Yisar of Ishesach is Poka Legamre, but it's a new law. That's the Ramban. The Ramban is Masik and the Rambam, as why the Rambam does not mention the love of Kim Shalibona Shuba Yivde in the Mian of Shin Samachi Lav. So we see that it's a new law. So it's not an Yisar of Ishesach, but without Kores. And from the Ramban, it's Mashma according to everybody, not only according to Rabbi Yechanan. But even according to Rish Lakish, insofar as the Chilitz and the Chalutza are concerned, there is no machlekin between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Anyway, it's Mashmah from Boshan Ramban that according to everybody, it's a new law, not an Iser of Ishesach. True, according to Rish Lakish, so there is Ishesach and there is Kores, Ligabi Shorach and Ligabi Tzores, but Ligabi Chilitz and Chalutze. So there is a Nituk. So the Nituk tells us that there is no Yisar of Ishesach, not there is an Yisar of Ishesach, but there is no Kores.
No, there is no Iser of Ishesach. And that's the reason why there is no Kores. But there is a new Iser. So, and from the Miri we saw, that there is an Iser, of Ishesach. There is an Iser of Ishesach. And even we got it against the Chalutze, where there is no Kores, so it's only a tour of Kores. But an Iser of Ishesach it is. Not a new Iser. An Iser of Ishesach there is. So, Memele, the Keren Eiros Kashi is a very strong Kashi. If we say that the Pshat in Nituk from Kores to Lav is that there is a Nituk from Kores, but it's a Lav of Ishesach. So, Memele, we don't have to resort to Kalvachemia, the Ashdim Mutalo Asuolo, we also will approach him. Because just as an Iser of Ishesach applies to the Chelek, certainly it applies to Levi. To Levi. But if we say like the Ramban that Kim Shalibona Shuvi Yivne implies in Yulav, but there is no Isa Rishisach altogether. And even according to Mishlokish, but insofar as Chilis and Chalutz are concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. So there is no Isa of Ishesach. There is no Isa of Ishesach. So Mimele, since there is no, whatever the reason is, because according to Mishlokish too, so Zid Nifile is Mafkir Isa Ishesach for good. Or that Nifile only suspends the Isa Ishesach for the duration of the Zikeh. But Ligabe, the Chilis and Chalutze, we have a Gzeras HaKosu of Leivne. Then there is no Isa Ishesach. And it's a new law of Leivne. So Mimele, that new law applies to the to Shimon, but it doesn't apply to Levi. If it's an Iser of Ishesach, so just as it applies to Shimon, it applies to Levi. But if it's a new law, so the new law, the Torah mentions the new law, the Gabi the Chelitz, but not the Gabi Levi. What has Levi to do with this? So in other words, so the simple teretz and the Kerenira's Kashi and Teitzves is that this Teitzves holds agrees with the Ramban that Kimshel Bono Shuvo Yivne implies a new law, but it's not an Iser of Ishesach. So that new law, the Torah mentions Ligabi the Chelitz, not Ligabi Levi. All right, now I want to go over. I went over part of the Meiri last time, but there is another part in the Meiri that is expressive of a very important thing. And it seems that Rashi agrees partly with the Mir, not completely in the Mir, but partly in the Mir. Of course, we saw that Rashi agrees with the Mir in regard to the question as to whether Alim the Rav Shimon. So it's only if it's Neilad Leachar Chlitze Veikdushin, or even if it was Neilad Leachar Chlitze before Gdushin. So Rashi and the Mir and Teisre say only if he was Neilad. And then the Miri mentions another shita which he himself rejects, that even if it was Neilad, Lachachlitze Kedim Dushin still is to be equated with Yibn Mahakamila. Now, Ubei Rashmoy, let's see, it's in Miri, in this Miri, it's page 52, the second column, west column. Ubei Rashmoy, Ravashi Sobaloki Rishlokish, the Achilles Livente. Who are Leo Bilal? The Achim Bikores. The Seifen Yiche. The Rei Sheker Rav Shimon. Who Peir Shab Ais Lishitose. Hachil Itzli Yivem Tei. The Chozal Vikitsho Umeis. Tzricho Achlitzo Menach. The Loi Min Anelodim Kvo. Shari Bikores Hiloe. Elo. My Achim Achim Ayurud. Rotzolei Ma Ashenil Do Ach Achlitze U Gdush. Like Rashi and Teisves. Ach Achlitze U Gdush. Uchi Rav Shimon Doma Biyib Mubsid Neilad. Loi rambi alei bi isa ishesach. Vabze yibn vahakach nilad. Hoil uch shenilad kvo kitcho ze. Veloi mozo bi isa zike ala behete. Ve ishe sochif shlo hoyo bi lome imuteres bi derazel lechab shime. Umizeu eime ea she tzricho chalit. Di af al pi she bein som shenil du kvo. Yeish bo etzlom kores. Hosom mishum dahave bi shas chlit. ויכול עלי ימיסה. אבל זה שלא היו שום, לא יכול עלי כריס החליץ, שאין לו איזה זיקה כלום. So far, it appears that the Miri emphasizes the fact that Levi was nilad efter chalitze. Not the fact that Levi was nilad efter chalitze and efter bishl, but the fact that Levi was nilad efter chalitze. So it would mashma if the Miri didn't continue with any discussion. So if he stopped here, so then everybody would say that the Miri is chilik on Rashi and Tosfos. That if Levi was nilad lach achlitze, and then Shimon was in Kadesh, and then Shimon died, so it would be like Yim Vakinet. But then let's see. So he continues. V'im ishum eishesoch shol hoyo bilomei, hoyu kvokidei ze mikeden. Oh, so now he emphasizes the fact that he was nilad after Gush. First he emphasizes the fact that Levi was nilad after Chalitze, and then he emphasizes the fact that Levi was nilad after Gush. He was nilat after Dushan, not only after Chalitze, Muteres lay afli, Elo Shezuin Misyabemesle, Hoyil Vafam Kachabla, Vafti Gabni Deikala, Elo Sheyoto Michal Kores Lichala, Utsricha Chlitzenen, Avoli Molan, Echod Neison Sheneu Dukvo, Vikicho, Emo Olafku, Shein Dush of Tesim, Bokirish Lokish, Vio Adin, Imomat Echod Nayundin, Achachlitze Vikicho Sheineklu, Doho Achachlitzo Vikicho Shinoklu I the Yehudim. So that's certainly not Neilad after Gdushin, because the Neilad himself was the Mikadesh. So that means Neilad after Chlitze, and he himself was the Mikadesh. The whole Midle Ashkecha Mikul Hideshes Harei Yolov Bikores Mitzadesh Yisokim Shalei Milomei Domei the Rav Shimon Lakayim. And then he says V'yesh Miforoshim at the bottom, mitaritz lo rabonon dafke unilad lachachlitze vidaito mishkes rab shimen. That's the other shite. Shemaachas unilad lachas shacholat hol cholo zikas nisuyim arishenim v'havle kinib ma'akin ilad v'nim tzol ishite zu shel dino rab shimen meis cholat v'nilad ki meis yibim v'nilad even if it was nilad before v'nirake shein taimi shel rab shimen b'yibim v'hakach nilad omkri shemeitzo b'heter avol ze shacholat v'isurim ashichlot. So he rejects Rashi shite, and he says the same thing at the end of the previous paragraph. But in the beginning of the paragraph, he says, "V'afal pishe beisuk shneil tukvo yidi bones lufkores hosom mishum dehavi b'shaschlit zevichol alei misa." Avol ze shelo hoyoshom lichol olav ikar isachalitze sheimui beisazikat klum. Why? Because he wasn't existing. He wasn't born yet at the time of the chalitze. So he emphasizes at the beginning the fact that he wasn't living yet. He wasn't born yet at the time of the chalitze, and then he starts to emphasize the fact that he wasn't born yet. At the time of the Gush. So what is it? So he says to himself. So obviously the Miri is trying to dispose of two separate problems. We are confronted here, we are faced here with two questions. One question is the elbow of Ishesochim Shalohyabilam. So in other words, the Torah was not Matir and Ishesach b'motin mitzvah ligabei ishesochem shloi b'lamin. The Torah was only matir the ishesach of hoyo b'lamin. The Torah was not matir the iser ishesach of shloi hoyo b'lamin. That's one problem. Levi is loy hoyo b'lamin. Is loy hoyo b'lamin. Levi. So that's one problem. Then there is another problem. It seems that Rish Lakish holds now in regard to that question, that as to whether nefile Zike for one moment is mafkia the Yisar Ishesach for good, that Rashba says, establishes. Or that Nifile is only matter the Yisar, suspends the Yisar Ishesach temporarily for the duration of the Zike. And the moment the Zike is poka, so it's an end to the suspension of the Yisar Ishesach, and the Yisar Ishesach is revived, so it seems, with Luke, when one takes a cursory glance over the previous Miris, that the Miri is chilek on Rashba's din completely, and that the Miri holds that Nifile only suspends temporarily the Yisar Ishesach for the duration of the Zike. And the moment the Zike is poka, so there is an end to the suspension, and it's revived, the Yisar Ishesach is revived. That's how it appears, because the Niri and the Magia, you know who the Magia is? So the Magia assumes like that, and it is Mashma like that. Oh, page 51, the second column. Hachilitz liyvemtei v'chozer hachilitz atzmo v'kitcho. Kedusha v'teiv simbo v'tzlich haget. Sh'av al p'shecholos lo nifko mitzisidim. V'nisha. Yisar eish esach shaloi b'mo k'mitzve. V'nisa. Sh'av al p'shecholos lo. V'nifki lo mitzisidim. V'nisha yisar eish esach shaloi b'mo k'mitzve. Lo yichozro lo ligamre levin eish esach li yiso b'koretz. Elo bila. So he says, so we see that even vis-a-vis the chilitz and the chalutze, there is still a nisar ishesach, but there is a special shakosu, there is no comments. That's how it's mashma. But from this miri, it's mashma that the miri agrees basically with the chiddush of the Rashi. In Hutro, in Esro, the Chotro, in Hutro, that Nefile is Matkia, the Yisar, is Shesach, Ligam, for good. But there is a special aloche that Chalitze reinstitutes the Yisar, is Shesach. Not that when there is Chalitze, so there is an end to the Zike, so mainly the Yisar, is Shesach, is revived. Because the Yisar, is Shesach, was never Huta, was never Poka, it was only suspended temporarily for the duration of the Zike. This is how the Magia assumed in the Miri, but it's not, this is not the Shik of the Miri. The Miri agrees with the Lomdes of the Rashi, that Nifile is Matkia de Yisar Shesach Leilom Boet, for good. And in the case of Hutro and Esra, because of Hutro, the Miri will agree with every word the Rashi says. But the Miri Shite is, that Chalitze, that Chalitze, I mean that Chalitze reinstitutes. Chalitze, according to Rish Lakish, Chalitze, according to Rish Lakish, and even according to Rabbi Eichon, we'll see, on that point there is a machlekes between the Miri and Rashi. But according to Miri, so the Gzerasak the love, the Gzerasak Osu, Bavashal Yivne, Kibu Shalibono, Shukli Yivne, that's the Gzerasak Osu, that Chalitze reinstitutes the Yisar Eshesach. It reinstitutes the Yisar Eshesach. Why should Chalitze reinstitute the Yisar Eshesach? When the Nefile was Mafkia the Yisar Eshesach, why should Chalitze reinstitute the Yisar Eshesach? There's the Yisar Eshesach of no kashis. That's the Shite of the Miri. So even when the Miri Shite appears, that not only Rish Lakish, who holds that after Chalitze, so all the Achim HaMechuyev Kores on Chalitze, so, not only according to him, does Chalitze have the effect of reinstituting the Yisar Eshesach, but even according to Rabbi Eichanan, and the same thing, even in regard to the Chalitze and the Chalutze, so everybody agrees there is no chores vis-a-vis the Chalitze and the Chalutze. So there is still an Yisar Eshesach, and the Yivne is not in your love. It's not in your love. It's the love. It's the same love of Eshesach. But vis-a-vis the chilitz and the chalutze, so there is a special nituk from chorus to love. There is no chorus, but it's not a new love. Even vis-a-vis the chilitz and the chalutze, bein according to Rish Lakish, bein according to Rabbi Eichon. Rabbi Eichon, there is no difference chilitz chalutze or any other da'achim or tzor. But it's an iser of ishesach, and that iser of ishesach is reinstituted. Bein according to Rabbi Eichon and bein according to Rish Lakish by the chalitze. So the Mele, since the Nifile was Mafkia the Yisar Eshesach, and then the Yisar Eshesach was not revived but reinstituted. You see, revive can be used when something was never proper and it was only suspended. So then when there is an end to the suspension, so it's revived. If we say that the Magia
an de Miri, Jungs. The Miri is chilek an der Rashbos Londes in Hutro in Esra mechotro be Hutro. And the Miri holds that the Zikin is never mafkir the Israelish Sach, never mad is a Sach. It only suspends the Israelish Sach temporarily for the duration of the Zikin. So then when one is chilek, so there is an end to the suspension. So then there is the Zikin Spoka, the Zikin Spoka, there is an end to the suspension of the Israelish Sach. So Mimele, the Israelish Sach is revived. But the Miri does agree with the Lomdes of the Rashbo, that the Nefile is matir, the Israelish Sach, for good. And even when the Zikin spoke, let's say, in the case of Hutro, Venesro, Vechosro, Vehutro, so then the Israelish Sach is not revived. So she's Muteres. But when there is Chalitze, there is a special Gazakosu, that Chalitze reinstitutes the Israel. The Israelish Sach. Chalitze reinstitutes the Israelish Sach. So, Memele, according to Vishwakish, it reinstitutes the Israelish Sach in its full vigor, with chorus and everything, but only in respect vis a vis the Chilitz and the Chalitze, it reinstitutes the Israelish Sach, but is gnatic from chorus and only love. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, so being in regard to the Chilitz and Chalitze, being in regard to the Achim and the Tzores, it reinstitutes the Israelish Sach, but it's not it from Koresla. So the Miri here discusses two questions. Where it is, where, let's say, Shimon was Chilitz, where Shimon was Chilitz, and then he was Mikadish, and then Levi was Neilad, and then Shimon died, and he has no children. So there is chlitz. So why is the chlitz? Because there is no el. There is chlitz. He cannot be miyavim because of kalachino, whatever it is. But there is chlitz. There is zik between Rochel and Levi. But we are faced with two problems. First of all, there is a problem inasmuch as he was chilitz already to Rochel, as Shimon was chilitz at one time to Rochel, so that chalitze had the effect of reinstituting the Israelish Sach ligabi everybody, and even ligabi the chilitz himself, but ligabi chilitz himself there is no chorus, but ligabi shorachim. So it should have had the effect of reinstituting the Israelish Sach with full vigor, with chorus too. So Mimele, she should be asuro on the score of the Israelish Sach that was reinstituted by the Chalitze. So how can she be nifeles to Levi? How can she be tiskuka to Levi? She should be asuro on Levi, because on the score of the Israelish Sach that was reinstituted by the Chalitze. There should be chorus. So he says, as far as the Israelish Sach that is reinstituted by Chalitze is concerned, so Chalitze can only reinstitute the Israelish Sach ligabi those who exist ba'ilom at the time of the Chalitze. But those who are born after Chalitze, how can the Chalitze reinstitute the Israelish Sach ligabi someone who doesn't exist as yet? And then when it does come into existence, there is no chalitze. The chalitze is all gone. So the Isa, the chalitze can reinstitute the Israelish Sach with all its vigor, according to the Shlokish, only vis-a-vis those who are in existence at the time of the chalitze. But vis-a-vis Levi, who was not in existence at the time of the chalitze, so the chalitze could not reinstitute an Israelish Sach of Kores. This is what he says. Hosom ishum dahave bishas chalitze. And if that had been the only problem that we faced, so then the Miri wouldn't require that Levi should be nailed after Hushin. But, so then it would be enough if Levi would be nailed after Chalitze. But we are facing another problem. Besides the problem of the Israelish Sach, that possibly could have been instituted by the Chalitze. And we say, no, it wasn't reinstituted by the Chalitze, because Levi wasn't in existence time of Chalitze. But we have another problem. The Israelish Sach that emanates from the Ishesochim Shloya Bilomei. After all, lately, Gabi Levi, she's an Ishesochim Shloya Bilomei. Ruvi never had 1 minute of common existence in the same world. So there shouldn't be chlitze by Levi on account of the Yisrael Yishesach emanating from Yishesachim Shloi Belamei. So Reb Shimon says that by Yiv Mahakei Neilat there is no Ervo of Yishesachim Shloi Belamei. Whatever the Lomdus is, there is no Ervo. So Mimele, in order to be equated with Yiv Mahakei Neilat, he has to be Neilat Le'achat Kedush. So as far as the problem emanating from the Chalitze is concerned, so it would have been enough if Levi had been Eilat after Chalitze. But as far as the problem that emanates from the fact that Yishesachim Shloi Belomei is concerned, so in order to dispose of that problem, so Levi has to be Eilat not merely after Chalitze, but also after Kedush. And you see, I mean, that the Miri says that. So he says, because the Yisrael Yishesach is reinstituted vis-a-vis all the other, within its full vigor, with Kores. The Yisrael Yishesach of Kores is reinstituted vis-a-vis the other brothers, so it should be reinstituted vis-a-vis Levi too. So the Chalitze can reinstitute the Yisrael Yishesach with Kores, vis-a-vis those who exist b'shas chalitze. Avol zeh shelo hayoshav v'chol lo v'ikam nisach chalitze she'im lo yibeis ezik ekluv. But then we have another problem. But how can Levi be chalitz? She is an elvo a Levi. She should be considered an elvo a Levi on account of the Yishesachim Shloi Belomei. So he says no. Since he wasn't in existence at the time of the chalitze and at the time of the Gdushin, so Mimele is like Yim Hakenila. But here, in order to be equated with Yim Hakenila, the way we explained last time, because in the case of Yim Hakenila, on account of the principle of the Nisa Halalisa, when it's Yim Hakenila, so when Levi is Nila, so she's already an Eish Shimen. So Mimele, the Isa of Yishesach of Ruben cannot be Hal upon the Isa of the Yishesach of Shimon, even though it's Vivasachas. But in the only reason is why Vivasachas we don't say in Yishalisa because of Machozis. But here it's not Shaya to say Machozis. Because there is preference for the Yishe, for the present Yishesach of Shimon to be Chal, as against the past Yishesach of Rumi to be Chal. But when Shimon dies, then there's an opportunity for the Yishe, for the Yisea of Yishesach of Ruvein to Bichal. So we apply the Lomdes of Shlishi Vikiach Sheini Ubo, that inasmuch as the Yibn by the Shlishi, in a certain sense, is an extension, is a Hemshech, an extension of the Yishes of Shimen of the Sheini, so mainly it precludes, it prevents the Yisea of Yishesach of Ruvein from being Chal. But by Neilat Yibn, so then the Yisrael of Yishesach of Ruvein was already Chal. So Shlish Mikiach Sheni Bo is not sufficient, is not capable of being a Mafkia and Yisrael that is already Chal. So Mimele, in order that there shouldn't be the Yis, the Arvo, of Yisrael of Shloi Belomei, in order to be equated to Yim Hake Neilat, he must be Neilat Acha Kedush. So in order to dispose of the problem of Chalitze, of the Yisrael Yishesach, reinstituted by Chalitze, it is enough that he was Neilat at the Chalitze. In order to dispose of the problem of the Yisrael of Yisrael Shalai Belomei, so he has to be Neilat after Gush. After Gush. And then he says, V'ho Adin, Im Omar, Echod Min HaYeludi, Ach HaChalitze, V'kitcho She'in O'Klum, V'kitcho She'in O'Klum, Domil Ashkecha Mekodeshes, Haril B'Kores Mitzad Yisrael Shalai Belomei. He doesn't say Mitzad Chalitze, but Mitzad Yisrael Shalai Belomei. I mean, it's obviously the pshat, the right pshat in the mirror. Now, but we see, now, Rashi also agrees, mainly with the Lomdus in the mirror. But then we are faced with the steer in Rashi. Rashi says here, Hayeludi. So Rashi says, now, so first, let's look at the first Rashi. the third line. Uchirab Shimon. From the top. Dafidale from Dale. The third line from the top. Uchirab Shimon Doma. Even with Signal from Hanu and Fosin Elishin. Remember, Alisha Sophis Lloyd Roman. Hilka Zikas Ainifil Roshol. The high. Hoy Uchshenelach Kwakichose. So he emphasizes the fact that he was Nelach. Not merely Lachachlitze Shimon, but Lachachdusha Shimon. Yeah. And then again, he says, Ayuri. Dibramaswa Ayuri. Shenil to Achadushin Sophis. ולו ייצר עליי בחליצוס דאוזיקי כמייסי דאוזיקי כמייסי לרמי כמייסי ליבומי ליבומי. So he says דאוזיקי כמייסי לרמי כמייסי ליבומי. So why does Rashi say that there is no kores, is a sach of kores? Because there was no ziki. Now from that point of view there was no ziki. So even if he's nilad lachachlitze before gdushin, there is no ziki. I mean, everybody must agree that if there is zichlitze, there is no ziki. So there is a stirin rash. First he says she believe it's alive b'chutzos. First he says she nilad lachachdushin. So the implication being that if nilad lachachlitze before gdushin, there is kor. And then he says v'lo yitzer alive b'chutzos ei do ziki kamayis l'ram kamay. Because after chalitze. There is no zike. So why does he say Neil Dachadushu? So let him say Neil Dachachlitze. The answer is he's operating with two problems. He has to dispose of two problems. One problem is the problem created by the reinstitution of the Eishesach of Korach.